This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get a fishing report from Grand Isle with Captain Darryl Carpenter. Darryl, good morning.
Good morning, Don. How are you?
Hey, doing well, man. We got a nice little crowd coming down here. We got a big day ahead of us. We're going to find out about your day, but I had a question came in early. Mike from Hammond said he saw some dredging down by Highway 1 between Fouchon and Grand Isle. He wanted to know how long that's going on, what are they doing, and how does it affect the fishing there?
Man, who knows? I mean, that's a private project. I don't know of any public project that's going on down there. They've got a couple of long reach excavators down there, and that private property between Highway 1 and the Gulf. I did see that they're building some terraces in there. I don't know of any public project that's going on. I don't know if they're doing it simply for, you know, everybody, the government sponsoring all these oysters. Cages and stuff. I don't know if they're doing it to put some of those in there or just a ridge building. Shouldn't affect you much. I mean, because it's in that one little area all the way far to the west by the cell phone tower at Fouchon. But I wouldn't think it would affect very much on those roadside fishermen.
All right. Very good. What else is going on down there? Well, we're getting into some warmer weather, but the winds have been a little pesky lately.
Man, you could take Robbie's and replay it, and you'd be talking about Grand Isle too, man. When I tell you, it has been years since I've seen the water this low, consistently this low. And of course, when it's low and you get a 25 mile an hour blow like we had earlier in the week, it muddies everything up, it stirs up the bottom. But I'm sitting here at the dock, got the lights on at the dock this morning. It looks like it's trying to clean up. I know toward the end of that incoming tide yesterday, it tried to clean up. But, you know, the wind, I mean, we had that west, southwest wind yesterday, and what a strong incoming tide, and it just, man, I dreaded going across that bay so much I didn't go across that bay. We stayed close, and I guess the only difference is we were able to scratch out pretty good catches of trout. It wasn't, I mean, you got to leave when you've got conditions like this. You've got to leave, and you've got to have it in your mind that we're going to make memories. And then take whatever the good Lord gives you, and you just got to slow down and let him give it to you. You know, you can't be hopping around everywhere and getting happy feet, as I call it, thinking that there's going to be something better around the next rock, because it's just slow and steady and pound it out.
Yeah, a good rule of thumb. Rarely do you leave fish to find fish, unless you got some already caught and you just want to do a little bit of experimentation. But a lot of times that's the wrong move to make. But that's what it is. Sometimes it's like a chess game. You know, you got to make the right move, and you got several choices. And sometimes it's right, sometimes it's wrong.
Yep. Well, you know, like yesterday, I may have fished three spots all day yesterday because we were hiding from the wind. I had a father-daughter making memories trip, you know, with his 12-year-old daughter. And at the end of the day, I think I just put 23 trout in ice just from yesterday. So, I mean, that's respectable, you know. I mean, you just had to take it slow and know that every 15, 20 minutes you're going to get a bite.
And how were you fishing?
Oh, it was strictly, as muddy as that water was, Don, it was strictly live shrimp under a cork. Floating it over what some rocks and so forth, any kind of structure. I threw plastic a few times just to see what they would do, and I got one hit on a plastic later toward the day. But, yeah, this is when you got these kind of conditions, this is when you go ahead and you cheat and you use strictly live bait. You know, might as well increase your chances.
Gotcha. How long is it going to be before we start to follow birds down there? They should start working pretty soon, huh?
They should, Don. The shrimp that we're catching right now, and it's like this week, it's like with this new moon we've got coming, the shrimp has started showing up, and that's what we need. We need big schools of shrimp and to start moving on the tide. And once they start moving in groups, that's when you'll see the fish ganging up on them and in the birds. Like I said, judging from what we've been catching on the bait side, this week is when it's starting to happen. A bunch of baby browns. So as long as we have good weather, I say in the next 2 to 3 weeks, we're going to start having big schools of shrimp, and you ought to start seeing your first flocks of birds.
Well, that's some of the best part about fishing with bait. If you don't use them up, you can take them home and eat your bait, huh?
Yes, sir. And look, there's plenty of them, and man, they're big. We got plenty of big white shrimp left over from last year out there in that marsh. And as my neighbor says, he sees me leave in the morning, he just shakes his head. He said, I cannot believe you wasting those shrimp on fishing.
A lot of people don't want to trade a nice big 12, 14 for a fish. Well, Darryl, give us your phone number if somebody wants to get you. We know your website's realscreamers.com. What's that telephone number?
225-937-6288.
All right, my friend. Thank you for that report. We'll talk with you next week.
Thank you, Don. Y'all have a wonderful day over there on the North Shore.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.